Vayomer. We're in Bereishis, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud. The angel says, Shovashuvi lecha keit chayan. Return, I shall return to you. And just as you're alive now, you'll be alive then. And then, what life you'll have. Sarah will have a child. You know, a person who doesn't have a child is like he's dead. Sarah will have a child. And Sarah hears, and she's sitting behind the entrance to the tent. Avram and Sarah were old. They were already coming of days. Sarah had already ceased to have her period. So internally Sarah laughed, saying to herself, after I've aged, I've become old, I'll become young again. And my master Abraham is old too. So how am I going to have kids?
Is that now, Yom Kippur?
I don't know. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that Talmai the king once gathered 72 elders and put them into 72 separate houses and told them, I want you to write for me the Torah of Moshe. And they started writing the Torah. They had no choice. And they made changes. And Hashem made a miracle that they all thought to make the same changes. So one of the changes that they made was, over here, instead of writing Sarah laughed internally, they said Sarah laughed to her friends. Instead of Bikirba, they wrote Bikroveha, to her relatives.
Right.
She laughed, saying, now that I'm old, am I going to have kids? Because in the next pasuk, we see that God takes Sarah to task for laughing. And Talmai would have questioned, how come God is taking Sarah to task? When Abraham, it seems, also left, and God doesn't seem to have taken him to task.
Yeah.
And in truth, in our sages, there are a few understandings. One understanding is that God rebukes Sarah, but there's intrinsic to that rebuke also chastising Avram. But they avoided the problem by rewriting the verse. They wrote it, "Vatitzchak Sarah bikroveah." Sarah laughed to her relatives. Vayomer Adonai el Avraham, God says to Avram, Lama ze tzachaka Sarah leimor, why is it that Sarah laughed saying, Ha'af umnam eled v'ani zakanti, will I really have children? I am too old for that. Sarah didn't say, I'm too old. She said, I am old, and Avram is too old. God doesn't tell Avram that Sarah said, Avram is too old. God says, Sarah says, how can I have kids? I'm too old. And from here our sages teach us, Gadol HaShalom, look at how great, look at how important it is to maintain peace between people, that God changed the word Zaken was not said about Sarah herself. Sarah thought to herself, he is Zaken. I am Viloti, I am worn. She didn't say, I'm an old lady. She said, I'm worn. How can I have the youth again? But Avram, he's an old man. He was much older than Sarah. The sages taught us that from here we see that for peace, even God rewords things. And this is an important concept that we try to attain peace. And sometimes if we have to be mishanet, to change things a little bit, mipnei shalom, in order to ensure peace, so we do that. Hayipalema Adonai davar, God asks, is there anything that is covered from me? Lamoed ashuvelecha ketchayal saravin. At this time, a year from now, I will return. And you'll see Sarah will have a child. So Avram fed the angels. He fed them. And Lot fed them matzos. We have on tradition that the angels came to Avram on Pesach. And Avram is being told, at this time next year, you'll have a child. So from here we derive that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. He told her, Loshi Vafi Ugot. So you're saying, Ugot, you think, is Chametz. Why is Ugot Chametz? What does Ugot mean? Ugot, in modern Hebrew, means cakes. In ancient Hebrew, it's a type of bread. So maybe you can make it, the Pasuk says, Ugot Matzot Kilo Chametz, no? The pasuk in describing the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim says, "Vayochu et habatzek asher otziu mimitzrayim ugot matzot ki lo chametz." So you see, the word ugot is referred to the original matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim is called ugot matzot. So just because it says ugot over here doesn't mean it was chametz, right? In modern Hebrew, uga is cake, is chametz. But in Tanakh Hebrew, you see, not that way. Okay? We're up to Sheni.